finally happy day when my soul found peace in believing that my sins were washed away.
Singing well, and the Lord bless each and every one tonight, and give everyone a warm welcome in their service tonight, and just trust the Lord will bless each and every one. It was really good to hear that the brothers was away preaching the gospel, and it's a blessing when I hear that. You know, that's what it's all about. As the Father sent me, so send I you.
Amen.
Amen. And there's only one thing can happen when you preach the gospel. People will get saved. And healed and delivered. That's what it does. Praise God. And thank God. It never changes and it never fails. We want to turn to Romans chapter 5 tonight. And I want to continue on from the chemistry of the blood. Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Maybe we can just stand while we read just this one verse tonight. Verse 12 of Romans 5. Wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Let us bow for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and praise you tonight for the greatest gift there ever was, the gift of thy only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Father, I pray you'll bless your word to their hearts tonight. Pray you'll touch every heart in this room. And every life this evening, meet every need. Encourage and strengthen your people. May we get a real revelation of the blood flowing round the body and keeping the body healthy and functioning well. Lord, I take the promised Holy Spirit to anoint and help me And I thank you, Lord, you undertake for me. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise God. We know because of original sin, the blood being polluted, there had to be the virgin birth of Christ. Isn't it quite something that this is one of the doctrines that struck at the most? The doctrine of the virgin birth is one that struck at the most. Atheists, other religions, have tried for centuries to say this never happened, that it never took place, and they've said all sorts of things about it. But this is what makes our gospel so strong, and our message so strong, is the virgin birth. Jesus Christ was born of the Virgin, the second Adam, the Lord from heaven, born without sin. In other words, his blood was not related to Adam's like yours and mine was, so it's no sin in it. His blood streams pure, his blood streams holy, and it's unadulterated. And the penalty of original sin was not on the Lord, but it was on every other man born of a woman, but it wasn't on the Lord. Because the Lord never came here the way me and you came. He came supernaturally. The Bible says the Holy Spirit overshadowed the Virgin Mary, and she supernaturally conceived by the Holy Spirit. That holy thing, yes, which is born of thee, the child, Christ Jesus, the Lord's Christ. I want to read you some tremendous statements that William Branham says about this. From the first of all, the ministry of Christ. Now notice back quickly, God the Father, a Spirit, overshadowed the little virgin, and God the Father, the creator of all things, created the blood cell in the womb of that woman and brought forth the Son, Christ Jesus, God's tabernacle on earth. Then we're saved not by sexual blood, but we're saved by the creative blood, by God's own blood, Himself. He was the blood that was shed on Calvary's cross. There's why I have faith and salvation and divine healing, because it was God's own blood that was poured out through His Son's veins on Calvary's cross. That's why we can stand in the face of opposition and say, it's right, you know, where you're standing. If you get back to the basic facts to find out what it was, we're saved through the blood of God.
Amen.
God's blood. So you see, and I talked about it this morning, for you to be redeemed, you could not redeem me, and I could not redeem you, because we're both sinners by nature, and we're both sinners by birth. But Jesus Christ was more than a man.
Amen.
He was a God-man. He was God Himself condescended, which means come down. God manifested in the flesh to destroy the works of the devil. Now He became a man, because the Bible says He became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. But His blood is superior to any other blood, in that it was God's blood flowing in His veins. Wasn't Jewish blood or Gentile blood? It was the very blood of God flowing in the veins of Jesus Christ. And it's God's blood that was shed on the cross for me and you. The Son of God shed His blood for me and you on the cross. And our brother Joe quoted it this morning, one of my favorite verses. For we're not redeemed by corruptible things such as silver and gold, but with the precious blood as of a lamb.
Amen.
Without spot or blemish. The Bible calls the blood of Jesus precious blood.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Precious blood. It's precious because it can save the vilest offender who truly believes.
Amen.
That moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. God perfecting His church. Notice, God promised it. God obligated to take care of it. And this blood cell, where He formed, moved into the womb, covered Himself over with His own creative blood, brought forth the Son, Christ Jesus. The blood cell was broken at Calvary. The blood ran out of His body in order that He could bring back into Himself fellowship. God manifested in the pillar of fire, God manifested in the Son, and now God manifested in you, the same Holy Spirit that was the dispensation of the fatherhood. Jesus was the dispensation of sonship, and this is the dispensation of the Holy Spirit. So when you come to the blood of Jesus Christ, you are a candidate for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
But you must come to the blood first. There could never be a Pentecost until there was a Calvary. Calvary's where it starts. Hallelujah. At the cross.
Yes.
Where I first saw the light. And the burden of my soul rolled away. Hallelujah. There's a reason we was commissioned to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Showing that God has unfolded himself, condescended, coming down, working his way through. He couldn't enter into sin, but he cleared his way as he went. For God so loved man and he wants to come down and fellowship with him. God tonight, the same Jehovah that spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, lives in every born again man or woman, trying his best to make you believe him, have faith in him, step out. Don't doubt one bit, but the same God that was with Abraham is the same God that's here tonight. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's here.
Amen.
The Bible says for two or three of us are gathered in his name, that he is in the midst. And that to bless us. The Lord's here tonight. We don't need to see a pillar of fire tonight. Or any of them things. As we've read. It is now the Holy Spirit dispensation. Where the Holy Spirit comes in God's people. Where God dwells in you. And God dwells in me. God that the universe couldn't hold. But yet he comes down so small. He can live in your heart.
Amen.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes,
I think it's wonderful. But all because of the blood cell that was broken at the cross. When the blood cell was broken at Calvary, it released the life of God back to the church. So where's the life come? The blood. It doesn't come from nowhere else. The life from the flesh is in the blood. And the life that was in Jesus, and you remember, that's eternal life. The Greek word is Zoe, which is God's own life. That's what was in Jesus. Jesus says, I give unto you eternal life. You'll never perish.
Amen.
That life was released when the blood cell broke at Calvary.
Glory.
The life of God was released. And it's free to whomsoever will.
Yeah.
Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. And I know we know these things, but we're going to know them even more. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. That's Jesus Christ. So the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. But the last Adam, which is the Lord Jesus Christ, was made a quickening spirit.
Amen.
Raised Jesus from the dead. The tomb's empty tonight. The grave's empty tonight. Jesus Christ is risen. He's risen. And because he's risen, what's that mean? The Bible, Paul says that he is the first fruits of the resurrection. If you have first fruits in nature, there's other fruits to follow. And me and you are the fruits that to follow. Because Jesus Christ was raised, we're going to be raised.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us that we're going to be raised incorruptible. Because it tells us that this corruption must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. How can that happen? It can happen because the blood cell broke 2,000 years ago at the cross. And the life of God was released upon you and me. And we're born again of the Spirit of Almighty God.
Amen.
And the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in me and you, it will quicken, make alive our mortal bodies.
Lord.
We're going to have a resurrection.
Amen.
God can heal you while you're here, but even if the Lord doesn't heal you while you're here, you're going to get a body change anyway. You're going to be raptured, caught away. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 tells us so. And it says, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Yeah. Our blood was sinful, our it carried original sin. His blood is pure and unadulterated God's blood. Look with me over at Hebrews 9, and everyone should know Hebrews chapter 9, verse 23. Or sorry, 13. Hebrews 9, 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh, and it does. This is what he's saying, if it does. Let's read this again so it really drops in here now. Verse 3 again. For if the blood of bulls and goats can do it. This is what he's saying. And you remember under the Old Testament they didn't have the blood of Jesus. They had a temporal sacrifice. They had a sacrifice that lasted for a season. It had to be continually offered year by year. For the Bible says there had to be a remembrance made yearly.
Yes,
but the Bible says once for all.
Yes, amen.
That's what it says about Christ. Verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So the old bullock and all these things they used, what could cover sin, couldn't clear the conscience. So when you went to bed tonight, you're still guilty. Your conscience could never be cleared because the animal had no soul, no spirit to come back. When did he get this night? This is really important here. When the lamb's throat was cut, when the bullock's throat was cut, his blood was shed, his blood was used to cover sin. It was a chemistry, it done that. But there was no life that could come back because it died and went into the ground. His blood congealed, his blood dried up. That was it over. There had to be another offering made again and again and again. But when the blood shed of Jesus broke on the cross, because his blood could not see corruption, his blood could not congeal, his blood could not dry up, his blood is incorruptible. And the life for that blood, which is the Spirit of Almighty God, can come back in the believer. And if that Spirit coming back in you because of the chemistry of the blood of Jesus, then it quickens your dead body, your mortal body. Praise God, it makes you alive.
All right.
And you're born again.
Amen.
Born again of an incorruptible seed with living and abiding forever.
Amen.
No animal could do that. And your conscience is clear.
Amen.
It clears your conscience. You don't have to roll about in your bed worrying about the sins of your past, because the Bible says, thy sins, thy iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen.
Thank God for the blood.
Glory.
The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses me from all sin and from all unrighteousness. Praise God.
Amen.
Now I know I'm getting excited, but I can't help it.
Amen.
I tell you, it clears your conscience. I know what it is to have my conscience cleared. I tell you, many tonight I lay in jail and my conscience wasn't clear. And a fella, I was in a house the other day and I don't even know how it come round, but there was a man visiting a wee man I know, and that wee man got saved a while back. And this fella's like a lay preacher and he visits him. And he started to ask me my testimony, because there's another man there that wasn't saved, and I think he done it so that he would hear it. And I think it was just all God the way it worked. And he said to me, what way was it? I said it was like this. I said, my sins played before me like watching a film. Every night as I lay in the bed, it was like watching a film. I could see all the sins. And I tell you, it was terrible. And I felt condemned. I felt nobody loved me. But I said, I had a very wonderful experience. And I said, I don't know how I can rightly tell you But God visited me. And I said at the same time every night, I don't know exactly the time, but it was in the early hours into the night, I was wakened. And I heard the footsteps of a man walk the floor. And the footsteps walked the floor to my bed, and a hand physically touched me on the shoulder. And every night the devil had been telling me, nobody loves you, kill yourself. And this voice audibly spoke to me. Here's what it said. I love you and gave myself for you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I don't know what that done for me. And the next night, all again, for 10 nights. And for 10 nights, God spoke to me the same message and the same voice and the same touch for 10 nights. Said to me, what did you do? I said, I could do nothing for a while, for I was paralyzed where I was. Frozen in fear, but a godly fear. But I said, when I was able, I fell out of the bed, onto my knees, and cried to the Lord for forgiveness. And I want you to know that this blood of Jesus clears the conscience. Clears the conscience. It goes further. It goes even further. For there's a wee scripture talks about those that went before us, and it says, they cannot be made perfect without us. And that's something. They're waiting on us to come in. And if there's any more to come in, nothing will happen until they come in. Brother Branham said the rapture cannot take place until the last one that's meant to go comes in. And he said when that last one comes in, the rapture will go. And I tell you, he said it could be a wee black boy or girl in Africa. But he said when the last one comes in, now we know we're near it, but only God can do it. Thank God for the blood. The whole plan of redemption rests upon the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We've seen already that the blood is only tissue, which is unlimited in its movement within the body. All other body tissues are fixed, such as muscle, bone, nerves, fat, skin. They're fixed. They can't move, but the blood can. The blood can flow throughout the whole body. Yeah. Now, if you bear with me, I know I'm looking at something in the natural to spiritualize it. The blood is the only tissue that isn't fixed but circulates throughout the body to every living cell. There are other juices in the body, such as saliva, tears, and so forth. The blood alone is a liquid tissue that can reach every living cell in the body. And therefore unites all the members with the head and the individual members as well. Now I want you to see this mysterious structure of the blood within the body. I want you to see it here this evening. The normal human body with its 5 quarts of blood is wholly dependent upon the circulation of this fluid for its life. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood consists of a liquid vehicle called the plasma. A colorless liquid in which are suspended the various cellular elements and in which are found a solution of great many chemical compounds. The solid part of the blood consists mainly of 3 kinds of cells. These are called platelets. Thin, transparent cells whose function is still quite obscure. Then there are the red cells or the erythrocytes. In contrast, there's about 5 million of these cells. 5 to 7 million of these cells in your body. Per cubic meter or two. 5 million. You see, when you read about this, there's no way that you are made from a monkey. Or none of that nonsense. It had to be the craftsmanship of a mighty master builder.
Amen.
Even when you just read about the blood alone. These are the cells that carry the fuel to the tissues in the form of combined oxygen and which give the red blood cells its colour. There are also white cells or leukocytes, of which there are several kinds, which have to do with the defense of the body and combating diseases. Other elements in the solution provide for the clotting of the blood when an artery or vein is severed, and antibodies prevent disease. The erythrocytes, now might not be pronouncing this right, the red cells are very small, disc-shaped cells containing a mysterious substance called hemoglobin. You ever heard of that? I'm sure you have. An iron compound which has an infinity for oxygen, a fuel of the body. These cells traveling through the lungs come into contact with oxygen in the air we breathe and unite loosely with it to form oxyhemoglobin. In that form they travel through all the cells and they discharge a little cargo to the cell, thus providing it with its vital oxygen for the combustion in the heart. Then the blood picks up the waste products of the tissues, the carbon dioxide and the waste tissues metabolism, which we may call the cell garbage, and discharges this through the kidneys, the skin, the bowels and lungs, and they refills with vital oxygen and repeats the entire cycle again, taking about 23 seconds. So even while you're listening to me tonight, there's something going on in your body even right now. And God made it like that. And all your lungs, your kidneys, everything God's put in there for a reason. But it all works because of the blood. The life's in the blood. All them things is no use if there's no blood. And all the diseases, and there's so many cancerous diseases a day, and they attack the blood.
But
thank God there's a blood that was shed.
Right. Yeah.
Combat. All other enemies to our blood. We need a blood transfusion, don't we?
Yes.
Amen. We receive a blood transfusion at Calvary. And you know, my blood would have to be the same type as Brother Gary's or Brother Yule's. There's certain types. Somebody knows that. And my blood would have to be the same type to do for Brother Yule or Yule's for mine. If it wasn't, it wouldn't work. But Jesus Christ's type fit it all.
Amen.
Amen.
It can give everybody a transfusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's so unique.
Mm-hmm.
It fits every type.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? Praise God. The food is carried to the tissues by the blood, and in the same vehicle the garbage is carried off, and yet there is never a combination so perfectly had the great Creator made us. So God purifies your body because of your blood. So important, isn't it? You see, when people take on well, you know, that's where the doctor tests the blood. He can tell. Because he sees too many of these wee cells. I'll read you about it here in a moment. And you know diabetes, how do you tell? Because of the blood.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell everything by the blood.
Yes.
You can even tell if a woman's expecting a baby by the blood. Test her blood.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's in the blood. Blood tells everything.
Yes. Glory.
And I tell you, it's the blood token that God's looking for.
Amen.
It's never changed. When I see the blood,
amen,
I'll pass over you.
Amen.
We have to have the blood token.
Mm-hmm.
Christ our supply. As essential then as the blood is to our bodies, so essentially is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to the body of Christ. It too is a fluid, so that it can reach every single member of the body, no matter how far removed the one from the other. Just as the blood supplies the food elements for nourishment and life, and carries off the waste products and the poisons due to cell metabolism, so too the Lord Jesus Christ is to every believer the only source of life, because His blood heals the body, cleanses the body, and purifies the body.
Amen.
And remember, if you're born again and baptized by one Spirit, you've been baptized into one body. Not any denomination, is the body of Christ.
Amen.
We read in Corinthians this morning.
Mm-hmm.
How many believe you're a member?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You were born in. Praise God. And nobody can burn you out. The only true substance of life, but also the only one who can keep on training us day by day so that our eternal life is really eternal is the Lord Jesus Christ. Look at John 1 and verse 7. John 1 and verse 7. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. This is the only way to be saved, through Jesus Christ. No other way. We need to be through the Lord, through him. Now let me read you about these leukocytes. In addition to the red cells and the blood plasma, we mentioned the white cells, scientifically called leukocytes. They are called white cells because they are pale in colour, whereas the red cells, of course, are red in colour. These white cells are somewhat larger than the red cells, but fewer in number. They normally occur in concentration of about 4,000 to 7,000 per cubic metre, millimetre. Whereas the red cells have a count of from 4 to 7 million. However, the number of white cells may be very, very rapidly increased in cases of emergency. The 7,000 normally counts may be called the regular standing army of the bloodstream. When an infection occurs anywhere in the body and the body is attacked by an enemy army of germs, the news is flashed back to the camp where the white cells are manufactured, and immediately the organ turns out a greatly increased number of these white cells and rushes to the point of affection straight away. The blood God has made in your body, if you cut yourself, they rush in to heal you. This is what they do. Now, wordness is like an army in your body. God's made all this. This is why no scientist will ever be fit to do it. They've tried everything. Bits of pigs and bits of this and bits of that. And some stuff has been successful. But you see, God made us. We might call this conscription of the white army in the time of emergency. The number of white cells is double, and then treble, for the white cells are the soldiers of the body. They have the strange power to kill germs and engulf them. So when you prick your finger and an infection starts, you soon notice a swelling around the wound. This is caused by the being rushed to the area carrying these little soldiers, the white cells. These white cells surround the point of infection and completely lay siege to the bacteria, causing the trouble. Millions of soldiers are killed and gathered in one place where they form what is commonly known as a pus. And that's a sign of being healed. You ever get a big, you know, someone in your hand and it comes to a head, doesn't it? And then it bursts. Feels great, doesn't it? You ever had that? You know, you hurt yourself. See God, how God's made us. So now the battle is turning, and the wound, which was first was red and angry and swollen, now comes to a head. It has been successfully surrounded, and finally the pimple bursts and the soldiers are expelled. The pus consists of serum and dead soldiers, millions of white cells which gave their lives in the battle for the body. Together with other countless numbers of germs partly digested by the white cells. When the dead in the form of pus has been expelled, the blood and other white cells comes in, cleans up the battlefield and builds new tissue. Until all attain and nothing but a scar remains. The number of white cell soldiers during the time had been greatly increased, but now the battle is over and they return to their normal peacetime number. The numbers go down again. So God has put in your body, when you're under stress, when you've had an infection, God increases the white blood cells, they multiply, they triple, and they rush to your rescue. Now if God in his great wisdom, if God in his great knowledge can do that in the natural realm, in your natural being, what can God do for you when you need deliverance and you need healing?
Amen.
God can still do it.
Glory.
Aren't you glad this evening that he says, by my stripes you're healed?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise the name of the Lord. This is the reason the doctor takes a little of your blood out of your finger for a blood count. When he suspects infection anywhere. In a doubtful cases of appendix, he takes a drop of blood and examines it. If the white cells are greatly increased and the army is being conscripted, as indicated by the increasing number of the little white soldiers, he can be fairly certain that there's an attack by a faction being made upon you. Surely in the light of all this, we can appreciate the words of David when he said in Psalms 139 verse 14, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, praise God. Isn't our Lord wonderful? Now I've just brought you a short message tonight, that's what I wanted to do. But I'm telling you, if God has built this in your natural body, in my natural body, forces within us that we heal ourselves.
Yes.
Are you hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Now I know I'm shouting and I'm excited, I don't mean to be. But are you listening? God's made them within us. Now when things are not functioning right in your body, that's the enemy.
Right.
Let me tell you, it's the enemy.
Mm-hmm. Yes, amen.
God never sent it, but God permitted it. But God has a way for you.
Right.
Because the word of God says, He sent His word and He healed them.
Amen.
He sent His word and He delivered them. Yes. 1 Peter 2 verse 24, He His own self bare our sins on His own body on the cross. That we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. You say, brothers, that the Lord's will to heal me, it is. Because I believe this book. And this book says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. This book says, beloved, I wish you of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in good health, even as thy soul does prosper. God has promised us health to the navel. The navel's your stomach. You know, if you're talking to anybody about fitness, if your midsection's thick, you're all fit. How many knows that's the truth? That's where your strength comes from. That's for the Holy Spirit. Out of your belly, living waters.
Amen.
It's all the Bible.
Right.
Health to the navel and strength to the bones.
Amen.
That's what God wants to give us.
Right.
Now many times we are susceptible because we're here in these bodies. We're living in a pest house. We're here in these bodies. We're susceptible to colds and flus and pains and aches and everything. But because we're susceptible to it, doesn't mean God won't heal us. We can ask God for healing.
Amen.
We can expect God to heal us. But the Bible says God's not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. The chemistry of the blood. I tell you, these are wonderful elements, certainly, that's in your blood. And you think of this. The life's in the blood. The blood, God's made them white cells. That when you come into that time, whether you've cut yourself, or took an infection, they rush in. Those white blood cells, we're calling them an army. They multiply, they travel in number, and they rush in to save you. And God made that in us. Fearfully and wonderfully made. I tell you, the Lord loves you tonight. Remember the doctors told you your condition's permanent. And you have started to believe that. I want to tell you tonight that God's word can't fail.
Amen.
God can heal you. God can heal everybody. I believe God tonight. I believe He's a healer.
Amen.
The Lord's healed me many times. And I thank God He's a healer. I really feel led to say this tonight. Are you going to receive your healing tonight? The Lord wants to touch you. I want you to take this word tonight. And just as God in the natural rushes in those white cells. And they rush in to heal the wound. And to heal the body. The Lord has sent the life of the blood. God's prophet preached a whole sermon about it. The life of the blood's the Holy Spirit to quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost can come on you tonight and quicken you. And God can touch you. Let's come and bow our heads to sing. Praise God. Can we stand for a moment with our eyes closed and rather? I want to do something different tonight. If you're here in this room and you need a touch from God, I don't want you to come forward. I want you, first of all, to just lift your hand up. You need a touch from the Lord. And if you have a physical condition in your own body, I want you to put your hand on it. Put your hand on your condition. Whatever your condition is, wherever your pain is, I want you to put your hand on it. And I want you to believe God. If God can cause these cells in the natural to rush in, how much more? We're the body of Christ tonight.
Yes. Amen.
And by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were healed.
Amen.
2,000 years ago on the cross, God done it. I want you to believe the Lord with all your heart. You believe, you're going to expect the change from that. I'm going to pray a prayer for you. I want you to believe God tonight. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace, for we may find help and mercy in the time of need. Lord, we can come with confidence because we know your word says that you're touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we come tonight. Lord, you see, for the hands that's laid on your people, on the back, on the kidneys, on the thigh, on the hip bone, on the eyes. Lord, whatever the conditions are tonight, Lord, you have promised these white cells would rush in to the rescue and a healing would be performed. Lord, we read from the psalmist David how wonderfully we're made.
Amen.
You're the one that made the heart, the back, the lungs, the legs, the hips, the thigh bone, and all of our body parts. And you're the healer. Heavenly Father, I pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll heal that man, heal that woman, heal that boy, and heal that girl. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask it. May they expect the change from this moment. And may they be whole in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Lord, I come against blood conditions upon people in this very room. I speak to blood conditions tonight. Lord, for maybe the red cells is too many. And I command that the white cells go forth like a mighty army and correct the blood condition in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. I command in the name of Jesus Christ that the blood come aright upon my sister right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Father, this evening, confirm your word.
Jesus,
for you promised you would do it.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, when your disciples prayed, they said, stretch your arm forth.
Amen.
With mighty signs and wonders.
Amen.
And miracles.
Amen.
In the name of thy holy child Jesus.
Yes,
Father, we thank you for the miracles we've heard about. And the testimonies of healing that we've heard about even this morning.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, do a miracle in this room tonight. Lord, you made the kidneys, you made the heart. Lord, your word says you did.
Amen.
Lord, you can fix them if you made them. I ask for total restoration on kidneys, on the heart, on the hip joints, and on the knee joints, and the leg joints, and on the back joints. Total restoration in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Yes.
Lord, I pray you'll grant it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, this evening for those that's on our hearts that's not even in this room. Lord, we send your word upon Ian Redman In the name of Jesus Christ, we send your word upon Keith Anderson. In the name of Jesus Christ tonight, we ask for healing and deliverance. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Oh, Father, this evening, get thyself all the praise and get thyself all the glory. For thou alone art worthy to be praised. Father, we thank you now and we receive from you. In the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Lord bless you. As our brother Gary comes, you believe God?
Amen.
You believe God for a change?
Amen.
Amen. God can do it.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless you. Pray for the meeting that lay ahead. Next Sunday morning, I'll be in Dublin preaching. Brother Andrew's away for 2 weeks preaching. And he's asked me to come down next week. And I'll confirm Wednesday night who's preaching here. I'm not sure if her brother John's here or away. I'm not just sure yet, but I'll confirm Wednesday night. And I'll be with normal service Wednesday night. Sunday morning I'll be in Dublin, but the normal service will be here. One of the brothers will be preaching. You keep us in prayer. And God's real, isn't it? The Lord bless each and every one.
Rise, my soul, rise. Shake off thy guilty fears.
Amen.
Living sacrifice in my behalf of you. You know, the thing about the blood of Jesus, you know, you can, our pastor said this morning, you can talk so much about the life of the blood and forget about the chemistry, you know, but there was a literal physical man where that blood came from. I know the suffering, he gave his life. You know, I remember one time years ago, was in a bit of a debate on him. Maybe wasn't there all the time, but you know, talking about, I suppose, Jesus, the difference between the Father and the Son, you know, Brother John said to me, you asked me a question, why did God have a Son? And the reason being, they couldn't put God on a cross.
Right.
They couldn't lift God. They couldn't mock him or they couldn't scourge him. But whenever God in his humanity became a man, he could create death for man.
Right.
You know, that's the thing, you know, that's the, for me, believe, for the letter of the blood, it signifies a death, it signifies that there was a life given.
Amen.
Life was the life of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I want to sing this. And you know, we believe in the life of the blood as well. We believe in it all. Praise God. We believe it all. Praise the Lord. Arise, my soul, arise, and shake off thy guilty fears. The bleeding sacrifice in my behalf appears. Before the throne, my surely cause, my name is written on the cross.